With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new live episode of Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. I'm Robert Hensley, your Truth Be Told Minuteman, coming to you live from an undisclosed location somewhere in North America. Today's episode is kind of a special episode. You know, March is Women's History Month, and it would be unconscionable to go the entire month without finding an amazing story about a woman. And so today we're going to talk about Rome. The Roman Empire was bested by a woman. The story of Amenorenus. And if you're not familiar with Amenorenus, we are going to rectify that here today. So without further ado, Amenorenus is a famous Nubian queen. She ruled over the kingdom of Kush, which is a land south of Egypt in what is now modern-day Sudan. And she ruled from 40 BC to 10 BC. So she ruled for approximately 30 years. And her full title was Amenorenus, Kor and Kandaki. And what that means is Amenorenus, king and queen, meaning that she ruled. She actually ruled the country. So now why Amenorenus is famous, right, is because she led the Kushite armies against the Roman Empire in a war that lasted for 5 years, from 27 BC to 22 BC. After the death of Cleopatra, right? Egypt was now a Roman territory, part of the Roman Empire. And they had their sights set on conquering the land south of Egypt. They were going to take over Nubia. There was a prefect, or kind of a chief magistrate in Egypt, who his name was Aelius Gallus. He had left. He left Egypt to go on a campaign into Arabia in 24 BC. And Amenorenus and her Kushite army decided that they were going to lead. They were going to do a preemptive strike, stop the Romans before they came any further south. She led this campaign, and they defeated the Romans. They defeated the Roman forces at Syene and Philae. And in the process, she lost an eye, she lost her husband and her son, right? So she sacrificed a lot for the freedom of her people. Now, Kandaki, or queen, was kind of bastardized by a Greek historian named Strabo. He called her Candace. And in his account of the Meroitic War against the Roman Empire, he wrote that a fierce one-eyed queen Candace captured a series of Roman forts in southern BC, in southern Egypt in 25 BC. Her army overturned statues of the Roman Emperor Caesar Augustus, and she returned to her kingdom with the decapitated bronze head of Augustus. And she symbolically had the head buried at the under the steps of a temple dedicated to Victory in Miro. And that head eventually was found. It was excavated in 1912 and resides now in the British Museum after being found by a British archaeological team. But the Kushites were eventually defeated. They were driven out of Cyrene later that same year by the newly appointed Roman prefect, Gaius Petronius. And Gaius Petronius pushed her army out, even though she and her army were still trying to seize a city known as Primus. So following all of this, right, Amenorenus enters into negotiation with the Romans. She sent mediators to Augustus, who was then in Samos in the year 20 BC, and they negotiated a successful peace treaty. Now, what's so important about this peace treaty is not only was it negotiated by a queen, right, but it was incredibly favorable to her people. They got to keep what was known as the 30-mile strip, including the city of Primus, and that city was then evacuated by the Romans, and her people, the Meroites, were they were exempt from paying any tribute or any taxes to the emperor. Now, the Romans continued to occupy another area nearby, which was known as the 12-mile lands, and they used that as a military border zone. But this arrangement that had been struck between Caesar Augustus and Amenorenus, Jesus, sorry about that. But this peace treaty that they had put together, it held until 3rd century AD. You know, so this was a... you know, this was a peace that lasted for, you know, 300 years. So that's great. So Amenorenus is known as the one-eyed ruling queen of Nubia, who got the best of the Roman Empire, right? I mean, that sounds like a woman that we want to... that we want to take a little bit of time and celebrate during Women's History Month. You know, because that's the other question I have is why do we have history months, right? I mean, isn't women's history and what women have fought for, the strides that they've made towards, I mean, we think about the suffrage movement, we think about just basic equality. Same thing with civil rights. You know, we break this down and we have, you know, Black History Month and we have, and yes, we should absolutely uplift and celebrate peoples of all races and cultures, and because it's not just this history or that history, it's world history. You know, it's the one thing I have against this whole, you know, this I don't know, there's this ambivalence, this weird notion that just world history or regular old American history, everything that's happened in America, right? Like, there is no such thing as critical race theory, right? It's just American history. And if you're unhappy about how America gets portrayed in that story, it's a little late to change it, right? But the importance is that we know what happened, how it happened, why it happened, how we stopped it happening, and how we can keep it from happening again. Right. So, yeah. So, again, happy Women's History Month. And I wish and hope that at some point we start celebrating all races, all cultures, all genders equally, and not just for one month of the year, but throughout the entire year. So with that being said, thank you so much for joining me today on this weekly live episode of Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. Again, I'm your Minuteman, Robert Hensley. And until next time, before I let you go, don't forget new Truth Be Told content Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific. There's me here on Mondays at 3. Wednesdays is Bonnie Burkhart with Truth Be Told Transformation. And of course, Tony Sweet on Fridays with the original Truth Be Told. Again, all at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And if you need more information or would like more information, visit us online at www.truthbetoldworldwide.com. Have a good day, everyone. Until next time.